York. I'm Randy Conan. We'll also hear from Don Wick.
Welcome to the Pioneer Agronomy Update. We have made our way to St. Thomas, North Dakota, On Target Ag Services, and we've got Jordan Saggart with us, of course, from On Target, and then, of course, from Pioneer, Mark Cartwright as well, as we get you geared up for this spring season. Certainly, the weatherman has not been very conducive to us. Jordan, give us an idea what's the situation here locally.
Well, spring is obviously, planting is going to be delayed this spring. We're probably looking at, realistically, maybe potentially middle of May, depending upon what the weather systems do here in the next 10 days, but it's going to be some later planting.
Obviously a distraction, Mark. I would guess all eyes are on the weekend forecast, those kind of things, but we can't take our eye off the ball here.
No, I think we still got plenty of time. Obviously, if we get a lot of rain this weekend, we're going to be a little bit more underneath the gun here, but you know, our agronomy sciences data says keep your plans in place. We should be good till about May 25th with our soybean and corn maturities. And not until after May 25th does the agronomy sciences data really show that we should be backing away, maybe moving those maturities a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Patience has got to be the key word right now.
There you go. Patience is the key. And, you know, Mother Nature usually always gives us a chance to plant, and I don't expect this year to be much different.
Well, obviously, we want to make sure we get in there with these commodity prices. There's got to be a lot of guys pretty antsy right now to get in these fields.
Yeah, I think, you know, planting, kind of like what Mark said, stick with the plan this year. You know, corn is going to be a very attractive option. And looking out at some of our science data, if we can push things to the 25th and kind of stick with the plan, that's going to be best. If we get to that point, you know, we have plenty of other options that also look very attractive as well. So
tell me about it.
Soybean market's going to be very strong this year. The canola market's very strong. Sunflower market is very strong as well. So I think we have, it's not like corn is our only option. You know, I think there's a lot of other commodities for options for late planting if we get to that point and have to switch things out. So.
And we're talking with Jordan Saggart from On Target Ag here at St. Thomas, North Dakota, and Mark Cartwright, field agronomist with Pioneer. It is our weekly Pioneer Agronomy Update right here on the Red River Farm Network.
Well, planting